you can only make a first impression once. And I say always dress to impress the individual, so at least they know that you've gone out of your way to dress up, to put your best foot forward. There's nothing more terrible than when you show up to an interview and you're dressed inappropriately. We often coach our candidates on this, even though we coach them. We did recently have someone who went for an in-person interview in a Lululemon workout outfit.
Welcome to Elevate Your Career, the podcast dedicated to empowering individuals from all walks of life as they navigate the ever-changing landscape of their chosen fields. In this show, we'll be bringing on a diverse range of professionals from various career stages to uncover the secrets behind achieving success in any industry. We'll explore how they achieved their career goals and the paths they took to get there. Your host is none other than Nicole McMackin, CEO of the Irvine Technology Corporation, ITC, an award-winning information technology solutions and staffing provider. Now let's get to the show.
Hi, this is Nicole McMackin, your host of Elevate Your Career. I thought today for this episode, I would dive in and take a very small amount of your time. The questions that I am consistently asked from individuals about interview techniques and really how to answer some of the questions and what those questions would be pertaining to in an interview. In this episode, I'm going to talk about some advice on how to reach out to the interviewer and his or her supervisors. I'm going to speak about the big no-no of what you should not be doing during the interview process. And then I want to address that question that everyone will get when it comes down to the end of the interview. Do you have any questions for me? And I have some great questions lined up for you to consider in your next interview. And then I wanted lastly to address interviewing techniques in a virtual world. This should be a very quick podcast, but extremely impactful. I hope you enjoy it. I wanted to do a quick few minute, very targeted podcast around some interviewing techniques. Oftentimes, I hear from candidates, I wasn't prepared for that question, or I don't know what questions to ask. They don't understand sometimes the tempo of the interview. I wanted to talk a little bit about how to get prepared for a virtual interview and then some quick follow-up techniques. So first and foremost, you always want to prepare in advance for your interviews. You always want to check your technology. You want to go on LinkedIn. You want to take a look at who is working at the organization. Is there some similarity between the people? Are they from one district? Are they from the Ivy Leagues? And just looking and getting familiar, looking at their social media, getting an understanding of who the individuals are that are working there, what they're proponents of, advocates of. And when you're in the interview, right, you want to understand there's some basic questions that most likely are going to come up more often than not. And some of those questions are, why are you looking for a new position? What do you know about our organization? Do you know our competitors in the marketplace? Can you describe your biggest weakness as it relates to managing people? How would you handle if you were unsatisfied with your role? How would you handle a large project you were working on that changed in scope after you had done the majority of the work? And so those situational questions, you want to think about in advance and have answers prepared. One of the largest concerns that I hear from people is, oh my goodness, I wasn't prepared to answer what my biggest weaknesses. And so when you answer, be deliberate and thoughtful around what you're going to say. So you can say something along the lines of, You know, I work very hard and long hours. Sometimes that prohibits me from being an effective delegator. These are some tools that I've used previously to help overcome that situation. So you want to identify an issue, but you also want to let the interviewer know that here is what you have done to overcome those issues. And if you see them rearing their head again, this is what you would go back to. So that's a key point for you. You know, oftentimes I hear about interviewing techniques in a virtual world. So I want to run through just a few. And I know many of these seem common sense, but oftentimes, as many of you know, I own a technology national recruiting firm. And we have clients come back to us and say, so-and-so's background wasn't right, or the connectivity was wrong. So let me run through, and I'm sure, again, many of you know these, but just to make sure. So you want to test your technology before the interview. Make sure your username is a professional one. Your background needs to be professional. You need to dress professionally. Yes. So you should come with, if you're a woman, a nice blouse. And you really want to put your best foot forward. Oftentimes people will say to me, you know, should I wear a suit? Should I wear a jacket? You can only make a first impression once. And I say, always dress to impress the individual. So at least they know that you've gone out of your way to dress up, to put your best foot forward. There's nothing more terrible than when you show up to an interview and you're dressed inappropriately. We often coach our candidates on this. Even though we coach them, we did recently have someone who went for an in-person interview in a Lululemon workout outfit. And that's just not appropriate. And they did not get hired because of that. You always want to lead with a smile. Be yourself. Be gracious. Let the interviewer finish speaking completely, especially in a virtual interview, because there's a lag. Sometimes what I do, especially when I'm giving speeches, is I put post-it notes on the outside of my laptop. And so I can drive the points home that I really want the audience, or in this case, the interviewer, to get to know about myself. You want to minimize your hand movement, and you want to slow down the speed in which you speak. Oftentimes when we're nervous, we speak even faster. And a key for you is to be cognizant. And as much as you think you are slowing down your speech, slow it down even more. And if it's at all possible, I often see people with large headphones, similar to what I use for my podcast. But if you could not use headphones or just small earbuds, that would be most appropriate. Now, during the conclusion of the interview, you will have the interview always ask you, do you have any questions for me? And I would say to you, yes, but be prepared to not reiterate and ask questions that were already answered. You want to be very thoughtful around the types of questions that you are asking the individual.
Are you ready to break barriers and become the next CIO in the tech world? Here's the exciting news. We've custom designed a groundbreaking course specifically for female executives interested in becoming CIOs. And the best part? It's absolutely free. This women's leadership course is the first of its kind to support female leaders in technology. The program delves into real-life scenarios that CIOs face daily, whether they're leading small enterprises or vast Fortune 500 companies. So if you're a manager, director, or VP of technology, this course is a perfect fit for you. Current CIOs and technology leaders will take you on a 15-week journey, guiding you through a 360-degree view of what it takes to be a CIO, the pragmatics of implementing IT governance, the foundations of C-suite level project management and portfolios, and so much more. Ready to take a leap of faith in your career? Go to www.irvinetechcorp.com/program, and the link is in the description box. If you want to contribute to a more inclusive and equitable tech world for women, You can start at www.irvinetechcorp.com/program. Join us in our next course for the Women in Leadership program and be part of this exciting journey. Now back to the show.
Here's a few that I think are really, really good questions. What does a typical day look like for the individual in this role? What are your goals for the company and your department? Where does this role sit within the organization? And who are the stakeholders I would interact most with? What does the ideal candidate look like for this position? What are the next steps in the hiring process? And based on my background, is there anything you have heard that you would like further explanation on? This is always a must because it provides the interviewer an opportunity to come back to you for further explanation. So definitely keep all of those in mind, as well as be able to interact with the interviewer in a conversational manner after you've asked the question. Now, I would say this, if the cadence of the interview is going very, very quickly and they're asking you questions and it seems as though they want to get out of the interview or they have a deadline and you're starting to run over, I would say it seems as though we are running out of time. Is there an opportunity for me to contact you with some additional questions if I have any after the interview? And that would be fine. What I would say, a huge no, is repeating back portions of their questions during the interview. And I would not ever say their name repeatedly. Some people think it's very condescending. So an example would be, well, Nicole, I did this at my previous company. And Nicole, I know my name. I'm glad you know my name too. Let's not use my name again. Perhaps it's, hello, Nicole. It's so lovely to meet you. I've been looking forward to speaking with you. And at the very end, Nicole, I look forward to next steps in the process. Period. Another thing, if you're on a virtual interview, oftentimes people, especially in a technical interview, start looking up answers while they are on the interview. This is a huge no, and it's seen right away. In fact, I would tell you that there is technology now that detects on the client side if you are actually doing that. It monitors head movements, keystrokes, those types of things in the interview with all this AI. Another thing is do not speak excessively. You want the interviewer to speak as much as possible so you could better understand the position. You are interviewing them as much as they are interviewing you. And oftentimes people feel and gain closeness with the other person when they're talking more about themselves. Also, in regards, if someone, the interviewer has asked you a question and you don't know it, it's better to say, I did not do that, but I can learn, rather than to say you have no experience, or I did something similar, or how do you mean? And let them, the interviewer, explain more in regard to what they are looking for. Do not mention compensation until the offer. You do not want to ask about, in the interview, promotions, opportunities for advancement. That all will come. And if we're going to circle back with questions, you can ask that question, where does this role sit within the organization and who are the stakeholders and who would I be interacting with? As well as, you know, what does the ideal candidate look like for this position? Oftentimes, the interviewer will speak to you about the upward mobility within that role. Another thing is don't be overconfident, cocky. Be humble, be confident, be a good listener, speak slowly, make great eye contact. Another thing that I would say is during the interview, this is not time for asking for flex time, company benefits. That would only come during the offer stage. Traditionally, you'll know right away if it's an on-site or hybrid role as well. But please, please, whatever you do, let's not ask those questions in your first interview. And then some things I just quickly wanted to tell you is things that I always advise is sending a thank you email to everyone involved in setting up the interview. This includes assistants, recruiters, the direct hiring managers. Send a written note to the direct hiring manager, even if they're working remote, but you send it to their corporation. They could be hybrid and have their mail forwarded. I would send a written note to the person, not only who interviewed you, but I would send a written note to that person's supervisor. And why would I do that? Because nothing is better than a standout candidate that says, I interviewed with Nicole on this day. I had all my questions answered. I think so highly of the organization. Here's some of my capabilities. I just wanted to bring to light what a wonderful organization and a great opportunity this sounded like and how well Nicole explained things to me. I was very impressed. That is something that will put you in a really good light. And that person, that supervisor, will not only tell that manager, Nicole, but they will always remember you as a candidate and think highly of you. And not enough people do that. I would follow up appropriately. You should ask that at the interview. Is it a good time for me to follow up with you next week? Or should I follow up with human resources? What would be next steps? How do you like to communicate? Most importantly, what I advise is know who you are and what makes you happy. Most importantly, in the interview process, know who you are not. Sometimes we get so involved in needing an opportunity that we take the wrong opportunity or go towards the wrong company that does not share our intrinsic values. I hope this helps.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Elevate Your Career podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform that you are listening to us on. If this episode made you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot and share this episode with them or post it on your social media to share with your friends. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description of this episode. Irvine Technology Corporation, ITC, excels at finding top-tier tech professionals and matching them with businesses. Whether you're an employer with tech opportunities or a tech professional searching for the perfect role, ITC is your go-to solution. Visit www.irvinetechcorp.com for more information. Once again, it's www.irvinetechcorp.com. We'll see you on the next episode.